Hi guys, you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So do you guys have a habit of eating late night snacks? You know, like sometimes maybe it's after a jog, maybe you just exercise, or you just came home from a long day of work and you had dinner, but before sleep your stomach just keeps grumbling and you just thought to yourself, you know, maybe I should have some stuff to eat. And so this video talks about, is eating late at night really that bad for you? Because we all have heard that, you know, eating before you sleep is not good to your digestion and stuff like that. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Yes, the 24-hour cycle that we usually just associate with our sleep schedule also has an effect on how our body absorbs and digests food. Yes, the 24-hour cycle that we usually just associate with our sleep schedule also has an effect on how our bodies absorb and digest food. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢，就是 cycle. Cycle 呢，指的是一个循环的意思。上次说 spring, summer, autumn, and winter creates a cycle of a year. 春夏秋冬的四季交点呢，就是一年的循环。 那我们也可以说是一个系列，或者是一个过程，像是有时候我们有看过，不知道你们有没有看过啊，就是 like America's Next Top Model， 他们就会说 this cycle on America's Next Top Model， 就是这个循环这个系列呢会发生什么事情这样子。那 cycle 这个字其实大家好像比较对它单独出现比较陌生，大家很常见的 recycle。 再一个循环呢，其实就是指回收的意思。那还有，当然还有单轮车，然后脚踏车跟三轮车，就是unicycle, bicycle, and tricycle. 那还有一个就是我们会讲，比如说恶性循环，我们会说是 vicious cycle. Vicious 呢，指的是凶猛的那个 vicious, vicious cycle 指的就是不好的循环，像是说。 If you stay up late and you wake up late, you will never get rid of this vicious cycle. 就是你如果晚睡晚起，你将永远无法逃脱这个恶性循环。再来，我们来看 associate. Associate 呢，指的是同事的意思。那 CIA 这个地方是发 sh 的音，那 A 呢是发 的音，只有短音。Associate 只是同事的意思。 像是说 all associates must remember to lock the office door when you leave the office. 所有同事呢，同仁都应该在离开办公室的时候记得将门上锁。那 associate 也可以当动词，那就是句子里面讲到的 associate with something， 就是指把两种东西有关联，就是通常是 associate something with something。 那我们可以说 the police associated his alibi with the surveillance camera and realized they don't match up. 就是警方呢把他的不在场证明跟这个监视录影机比对一下，发现他们两个是对不起来的。 那 association 呢则是协会的意思，association 的重音在 ation 的地方。 那有时候有在国外念书，可能就是当地就会有 TSA， 就像是 Taiwanese Student Association， 就是台湾同学会这样子。再我们来看 schedule，schedule 呢指的是行程的意思呢 ，S C H E 的这边呢 ，C H 发可的音 ，E 发微笑的嘴型 ，A D U L E 则是发 jewel 的音 ，schedule，schedule 指的是行程的意思。 甚至之前 BuzzFeed 上有拍过一个影片，就是说最强大能够婉拒别人的一个台词，就比如说别人问你说 like Are you free later tonight？ 那你就会说 Oh, I need to check my schedule。 然后大概隔5秒钟就会说 Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have time. But actually, you just don't really want to go out with them. Well, this is really mean. Don't be mean, okay? But you don't necessarily have to go out with people you don't like. 那 anyways， 我们来看 effect 这个字 ，effect 呢指的是结果呢，或者是效应。那讲到 effect， 我都一定会讲 effect， 因为这两个字大概是甚至连母语人士都最常混淆的两个字。教大家一个大守则，就是通常 effect 呢都是名词，那 effect 要讲一个东西对某种东西有作用、有影响，当动词的时候才会用 effect。 那像是 effect， 我最常提到的就是比如说 greenhouse effect， 温室效应，或者是 butterfly effect， 就是蝴蝶效应，它都是某一种。 东西的效应。那 affect 呢，则是说什么影响了什么，像是说 the new policy has affected most commuters， 这样的新政策呢，影响了很多通勤的人。再来我们来看 absorb。Absorb 呢，指的是吸收的意思呢，它不只是我们身体的吸收，还可以指吸收知识的吸收，像是说 He absorbs and internalizes new knowledge pretty quickly， 它可以很快的吸收并内化新知识。那跟 absorb 长得很像的另外一个字呢，则是 absurd。 Absurd 指的是不合理的意思，像是如果你听到有一个人，他可能邀请了前男友去他的婚礼，你就会说 What? She invited her ex-boyfriend to her wedding? This is absurd. 就是说，这太不合理，太荒谬了啦。再我们来看 digest。Digest 呢，指的是消化的意思。你要记得这边第一个 I 呢是发 I 的音，重音在 G-E-S-T， G 是发 J 的音， E 呢则是微笑的嘴型。Digest 指的是消化的意思。那名词呢，则是 digestion 指的就是消化的作用。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Yes, the 24-hour cycle that we usually just associate with our sleep schedule also has an effect on how our bodies absorb and digest food.